My name is Sam Woves. I am 15 years old. Today is March 1st. And I am speaking with Jason Woves, who is my dad. We are recording this interview in Surrey, BC. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
I was a very good child for the most part. I listened to my parents for the most part. I lived on a farm for a few years, so I actually could do dairy farming when I was 12 years old. I loved sports, all kinds of sports, and I was generally a very active child.
Tell me a favorite memory of me.
Of you, my son. One of my memories that jumps into mind is skiing with you when you were four and you were ripping down the hill already, and these guys from the chairlift yelled down to me that I couldn't keep up with the little kid already, and I thought that was funny.
Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences on your life?
My father has been a huge influencer on my life. His competitive and entrepreneurial spirit, and he still is and has always been a wonderful father. And my basketball coach at UBC, Bruce Enns, was a wonderful mentor to me beyond basketball as well.
Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
One of my happiest memories outside of my children being born, as a child, my happiest memories were living on the farm for the 3 years that I did in the early 80s.
How would you like to be remembered?
As a fun, giving person who loved his children very much.
Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
Let me see. Difficult. I don't know. I don't have an answer to that off the top of my head.
What advice would you give to your teenage self?
Focus more in school. Do your homework. And if you show up and be present in your day-to-day, more opportunities will present themselves for you.
Can you tell me about one or two people that have that you have remembered who have been particularly kind to you in your life? If they were here, what would you say to them?
One or two people. I've had lots of people be kind to me, but I would say, let me think of that. I can't think of anyone off the top of my head. No one comes to mind. I would say less Voth, the farmer. That lived on the farm when we lived on the dairy farm. He rented a house there and ran the farm. He was like a big brother to my twin brother and I. And if I could see him today, I would say thank you for spending all that time and letting us play on the farm every day after school.